Bedrosian gained his party's nomination only after a random draw broke a primary tie, but he says that close call hasn't changed the way he campaigns.
My thing is, say what you really believe, let the people vote for you for what you really believe.
Among the things he talks about most, the size of Roanoke County's debt. He says voters should have a say on any proposals to increase it further, starting with a new planned Vinton library.
It's not like there isn't a library in Vinton. There is. Would you like something nicer? Okay. Can we start saving the money for it and then just pay for it? It's like buying the new car, even though your car right now works. And oh, by the way, you have a huge mortgage on your house and you have this debt. Is it really the time to do that?
It doesn't change when talk turns to the heart of his district.
Some of the candidates are talking about a library in Hollins now, too. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. We have to have some sense of maturity about how the taxpayers' money is spent. And I just think we've lost all discipline about that.
Bedrosian believes current supervisors failed to protect a constitutional right to freedom of religion in implementing a new policy for invocations before meetings, one aimed at reducing references to specific religious figures like Jesus Christ.
Government now is infringing. There shouldn't be any rules.
This after a letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist organization, and the possibility of costly litigation at public expense.
They always have this threat over you of being sued. And if you're going to live your life like that, you shouldn't be in office.
Tomorrow, independent candidate Gary Jarrell, Evan Jones, WLNI, WFIR News.